Well, today is the first day back at work for a lot of people out there this morning, and there's a mix of stories right across the papers today as well. The Irish Times leads this morning with Iran. The headline, Iran rolls back on nuclear agreement. Look, this story has been developing really over the course of the weekend, but in the latest move since yesterday, Iran moved further away from its commitment under the Iran nuclear deal, and the US President Donald Trump warned that he could punish Iran in what he described as a disproportionate manner, as the fallout from last week's killing of the top Iranian official actually has been felt right across the Middle East. Hundreds of thousands of people marched in Iraq and Iran over the course of the weekend to mourn the killing of General Qassem Soleimani, who was targeted by a US drone strike there last Friday. Yesterday then, Iran announced it was going to roll back on its remaining commitments under the 2015 nuclear accord, while the state will continue to cooperate with the International Atomic Agency. Its refusal to comply with uranium enrichment levels may bring it closer to producing a nuclear bomb. And earlier in the day, the Iraqi parliament voted to expel US troops from across the country. Just on the domestic element of that story, though, inside the Irish Times this morning, this was a story that was in the front of the Sunday Times as well yesterday. Irish troops in Lebanon braced for rocket attack. The paper's security and crime editor Conor Lally writing again today that hundreds of Irish troops serving on a UN mission in South Lebanon were bracing themselves over the weekend for potential exchanges of fire between Hezbollah on Israel as the fallout continues there. 350 Irish troops are serving in South Lebanon in the middle of the conflict zone. Neither the Defence Forces nor the Minister of State for Defence, Paul Keogh, made any comment yesterday on the issue. But according to the Irish Times this morning, the paper understands that the threat level has not been officially increased by UNIFIL despite the events of last Friday. And you'll be hearing much more about this story here on News Talk right across the morning as well. The Irish Independent leads this morning with the fishing tragedy in Wexford. The headline, Family Clings to Hope as Fears Grow for Second Man in Fishing Tragedy. This is a 65-year-old man who died following the tragedy while the search for the second man was called off yesterday at 4:30 in the afternoon due to darkness descending in the area. It will resume, though, at first light again this morning. And just an awful tragedy there for all involved at the start of the new year. There's more on that story in the front of the Irish Independent today. The Irish Examiner's lead story this morning, Ross and Justice Minister row over judges. That's the headline. The paper's political editor Daniel McConnell writing this morning, a war of words has broken out between Charlie Flanagan and Shane Ross over the Judicial Appointments Bill. Charlie Flanagan has said in recent days that the current system of appointing judges has not been subject to any undue interference, but Shane Ross has said it's totally unsatisfactory. And in his comments, Charlie Flanagan made clear that he strongly disagrees with Shane Ross's belief that the system needs to change to remove political patronage and favour. Charlie Flanagan said that under the Constitution, it's essential that the independence of appointments is fully subscribed to and also recognised. But then Shane Ross sat back by insisting the system of appointing judges needs to be overhauled to remove the ability of political parties to appoint their friends to the benches. There's more on that story by Daniel McConnell on the front of the Irish Examiner to today. Just a quick look, though, at the tabloids, their headlines this morning. The Herald leads with a fishing tragedy today. The Mirror leading with Iran. Sun and Star both leading with crime stories, and the Daily Mail leads this morning with 63% rise in homeless children. That's the headline on the front of the paper there this morning. Government hopes to solve the homeless crisis lay in tatters last night. The paper reports, as the latest analysis reveals, the number of children without a home is up by 1,500. And there's more on those figures on the front page of the Daily Mail today. But to some of the other stories that you'll be talking about this morning, health and the environment will dominate. On the front of the Irish Examiner, it's the emergency measures set to tackle hospital overcrowding. This is at the Cork University and also the Mercy Hospitals in Cork, and it follows crisis talks between the HSE and the nursing representatives, because yesterday a summit between the Southwest Hospital Group and the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation came after the INMO declared last Friday as the worst day on record for patients on trolleys at CUH. They called for emergency measures to stem the influx of people presenting at the hospitals, and then representatives from both sides sides met in Cork yesterday to discuss the overcrowding issues. Last night issued a joint statement confirming the agreed actions that will be put in place to try and alleviate the pressures on the struggling hospitals. And we'll have more on that story coming up on Breakfast just after 8 o'clock as well this morning. Also on the front of the Irish Times, you may have heard Kieran mention it there a few moments ago, the bill will seek to enforce reduced emissions. This is government departments and agencies which fail to deliver on new climate commitments will be punished with reduced funding. This is under new plans that are going to be unveiled by the government later this morning. And it's the Climate Action Amendment Bill. It'll force sectors to radically reduce carbon emissions over the coming decade. It'll also bring an end to what they describe as aspirational or voluntary targets that Ireland has failed to meet. And the Environment Minister himself, Richard Bruton, said it is his ambition to have the bill enacted before an election. Then in a separate letter to the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach said enacting climate change legislation is one of his priorities before the Dáil is wound down over the coming months. We'll have a further analysis of that story too when we hear from the Environment Minister Richard Bruton on a News Talk Breakfast just after 8 o'clock this morning. Just to a couple of the other stories as well that you'll be hearing about today. Interesting story in the front of the Irish Independent this morning. Tech workers' pay soars three times faster than other wages. This is the wages for thousands of full-time staff in growth sectors and areas, for instance, like information and communication technology and ICT are surging ahead at three times the national average. And this is new data compiled by the Irish Independent this morning. It shows a fairly large divide between pay movements in a variety of different sectors last year. For instance, the average pay for administrative, transport and storage staff raced ahead by 6.6% to June. ICT workers still command the highest average yearly pay of 65,000. Their earnings rose by 5%. Staff in finance, insurance and real estate not far behind though, a yearly gross pay packet of €64,000. But the average pay fell for civil service and defence workers. Many workers may not be feeling substantially richer as we're entering into the new year due to the rising cost of living, especially accommodation. And funny, that's the other element of this story inside page 4 of the Irish Independent as well this morning. Commuter belt bucks trend as home sales tumble across the state. That's the headline. The number of property sales in 2019 dropped by more than 2,200 as the residential market slowed down. There was 54,000 residential sales recorded on the official residential property price register. Actually, some of the figures for the transactions for December have still yet to be included in that. Only 9 counties have recorded an increase in residential sales in 2019. To look at some of the areas, for instance, there was a 15% increase in sales of houses and apartments in Wicklow, followed by 8% in Westmeath. Strong growth in property sales in Wicklow, primarily due to the large number of new houses and apartments sold in the county. More modest increases, for instance, in the number of property sales recorded in Laois, Louth, Wexford, Kilkenny, Kildare, Offaly and in Cork. In contrast, a fall in excess of 10% in the number of completed housing sales were recorded in several counties, for instance, Kerry, Sligo, Monaghan and Roscommon. And the biggest decrease was witnessed in Leitrim, where the number of transactions was down almost 15%. Further analysis of that story, pages 4 and 5 of the Irish Independent this morning. Also, you mentioned, or you may have heard Kieran mention as well, the Litter League survey is out today. Dublin's North Inner City, worst for litter. Page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. Basically, what the survey has found, some of the most disadvantaged parts of towns and cities had the worst litter last year, but Dublin's North Inner City was the worst affected. And the annual review by the Irish Business Against Litter Group found Kilkenny City, the cleanest of 40 towns, cities and urban areas surveyed, followed by Killarney in Kerry, Swords in Dublin and Newbridge and Leixlip, both in County Kildare. But it also found there was a fairly glaring disparity between the high cleanliness levels in some tourist and shopping streets and those in some of the poorer parts of some of the more urban regions as well. And there's further analysis of that story, page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. Also on page 4 of the Irish Times as well today, interesting story relating to chaplains. €10 million spent on chaplains for schools. We're asking this morning, should your money be spent on hiring religious chaplains in state run schools? That's as I mentioned, the inside of the Irish Times, because education authorities are spending almost €10 million of taxpayers' money on hiring religious chaplains for state-run multi-denominational secondary schools. The practice has drawn criticism from campaigners, though, who say the funding is not being spent in a transparent manner and discriminates against secular and minority faith patrons and parents as well. well. And the Department of Education has confirmed it allocated Catholic or Church of Ireland chaplain posts to the ETB secondary schools and colleges. In all, there are 156 full-time chaplain positions. And a spokesman for the department said chaplains perform pastoral and counselling roles and play an important role in supporting student well-being. You can let us know your view on that story, 53106, at a cost of 30 cents. Just a few other interesting stories in the papers this morning. The new Finnish Prime Minister wants to introduce flexible working week for the country. This is a story on page 2 of the Daily Mail this morning. Sanna Marin has said that a four-day week with six-hour days would allow workers to spend more time with their families. And she also believes people deserve to spend more time with their children and also their partners, their loved ones, hobbies and other aspects of their life and culture. And it should be the next step for all people in their working life. Well, most people are probably already working a six-hour day, but a four-day week, would you be prepared maybe to work a slightly longer day in return for less days in the week? Maybe a four-day week? Let us know your view. You can get us on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT. Also, binge-watching. The Daily Telegraph, page 3 of the paper today. Binge watching drives addicts to seek help. People are now being treated for binge watching addiction to television box sets, and the first reported cases of their kind in Britain. And the Daily Telegraph also reveals this morning that patients are seeking help at clinics after admitting that online streaming services and other on-demand television services have actually, as they say, taken over their lives. One man, aged 35, admitted he'd put his job at risk through his compulsion for watching crime shows for hours every single day. That story's in the Daily Telegraph, page 3 this morning. Just finally, not exactly ending on a happy note, but today, Monday the 6th of January, is dubbed Divorce Day by lawyers. This story is on page 11 of The Sun. Traditionally, the day people return to work, and also the day many people call a solicitor to discuss ending their marriage. Lawyers are set for the post-Christmas divorce spike, as it's dubbed. Many at this time of the year cite the stress of creating the perfect Christmas holiday and money troubles as the main contributory factors. Those are the stories making the headlines this Monday morning. Now,